Another chapter in just how cruel the rules around COVID and borders and exemptions can be. William Stewart died last week after a 6.5 year battle against cancer. He was 8. His dad's been trying to get his sister from Blenheim an exemption to be able to attend the funeral, which is today, but they've been turned down twice because apparently an aunt doesn't fit the criteria for immediate family, one of William's only living relatives. And Marcus Stewart is with us. Marcus, morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
What else can I say, but I'm dreadfully sorry for your loss. But what's it been like dealing with the ministry?
Oh, look, it's just ridiculous. The criteria is just beyond belief bizarre. It's just automated and weird that she can't click immediate family because aunt is in class as immediate family. She's my closest sister. She's my closest family member. And if you try and click extended family, it tells you a warning, this will be declined.
Sorry, so you're clicking. I thought you were talking with people.
No, there's no humans involved.
There's no, so you can't ring anybody, a human being, and go, look, I've been on the form, I've seen this, here are my circumstances, this is why it's unusual, can you help me in some way, shape or form?
Well, we did that after the 2 declines and a very awkward phone call from someone who didn't really have a lot of personal skills. Put me on hold, talked to somebody and said, well, fill out the extended family, it will be looked at, and we did that and we heard nothing.
Wow. So what are you going to do today?
Cry.
And I take it everyone's vaccinated, I take it?
Yep, double vaccinated, negative COVID test. We're all following the rules. We've been following the rules for 6.5 years because, COVID is new to a lot of people, but when you've got a sick child, you do this for 6.5 years, this is nothing to us.
What's your message to the government?
Sorry.
What's your message to the government?
Review the form. It was never set up to consider a child. It made a lot of sense if you were an adult looking at it going, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense, but it was never set up to look at a child dying or a child being sick.
I'm very sorry, Marcus. Appreciate your time, though, very much, and go well today. Marcus Stewart, who is the father of 8-year-old William, how do you defend that? How do you even begin to defend that?